Antonio Caroli, good race today. Were you happy?
Yeah, for sure, I'm happy. Just the second race was not really what I expect to. Bad start, and yeah, I was actually also pretty tired because I wasn't selected for the Monte Grosso Nation, and after my title, I just give up. I didn't train that much. I was almost in holiday, but then the week before the last GP, Federation call and in the last GP on Sunday, they call and say, "Oh, you are again in." And I was happy in one side, but I wasn't happy in the other side because yeah, I wasn't really fit 100% like I was doing the races, the GPs, but. It was always nice for me to come over here and race with a lot of people from around the world and represent Italy. And yeah, it was great. I mean, yesterday went perfect. The race, the qualification was good, and I showed good speed, and the track wasn't that rough. That's why I wasn't that tired also. And today, first race, I get third on the start, and then Danji was first leading, and I try to pass faster as I can the rider, and it was working, and I closed the gap to Ryan and tried to race him, but on the quad here, on the jump, I went on the inside and he was outside. I tried to make quad, but from the inside it was impossible almost, and I landed just short, and I hit my wrist and my back so hard, and then he just pulled away for a second, and in the end I couldn't catch him anymore. He was riding really good. And
I didn't realize you were that close to not racing this race. I know you had those problems with the federation, but so you would have liked it more time to prepare for this race.
Yeah, you know, it was a mess in the with Italian federation. Always you go in the beginning, then they say you don't go. Mm-hmm. I say okay, we don't go. Then 100% we don't go. Yes, we don't go. So I just didn't train anymore like I always do, just ride for fun and make some supercross tests for. This winter, and not even on the motocross track anymore. Was okay. My condition wasn't that bad, but here also the altitude was not helping for sure.
Yeah. What do you think of this track compared to Glen Helen? You've raced two of our national tracks.
I think this is more technical than Glen Helen. Glen Helen is more fast, and but I like more Glen Helen for sure. It's a historic track, and everybody knows that track, and it's amazing right there on that track. But this one also was a nice one.
What's the coolest thing about coming to USA?
Yeah, the coolest thing is the colors, and the Americans are really, really fans, and they really, really help it, and
make it better.
The USA team, they were really pushing really hard, and it was nice. Mm-hmm. It was nice to hear that for the American fans.
Right. When are you coming to America?
Yeah, I tried to come this winter for some races, some Supercross races. That's my dream. I mean, racing Supercross, it's my dream. And especially till when I was watching Jeremy Grat racing, I always thought, yeah, maybe I can go there and race. So maybe this winter I can come for a few races.
Well, perfect. Thanks. I think all the American public was really impressed with you today. And you gave Dungy everything he could handle. So I think it was a good day.
Yeah, it was nice. And thanks to all the fans.
All right. Thank you.